Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our clinical nutritionist on staff. He also manages our downtown store, Sam Forbes.
Well, thank you, Arnie. It's great to be here.
And arriving shortly, he's not here at the moment, will be our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell. And we're very lucky today. We have a special guest joining us. He's the nutritional educator over at Nordic Naturals. You know, we've been advertising Nordic Naturals a long time. They make a whole line of fish oil products, liquids, and capsules, and in all sorts of strengths and combinations. And we're pleased to welcome Stuart Tomk. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Stuart.
Arnie, it's very good to be with you. It's great to be back on your show.
Yeah, that's right. You were here, I think, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago in May.
I remember I had just started with Nordic Naturals, and I came on your show, and I was intimidated, to say the least.
Okay. All right, so now you're a little less intimidated.
Feeling much better now, yeah.
Okay, you know, I was just before the show started, you know, Sam Forbes said to me, you know, we've been talking about fish oil for so many years, and we've had, you know, Stuart on as a guest, and we had Duffy on as a guest a few times. You know, what are we going to say new about fish oil? And I said, well, you'll just have to tune in and find out. So,
Well, I will this time.
That's right. And maybe you'll even pay attention a little bit also. Okay. So I know Sam didn't know this, but, you know, Stuart sent me a few articles about some of the new things going on with fish oil.
I'm going to have to give him my email address.
That's it. And, you know, stuff about inflammation. And so where would you like to start with some of this new information, Stuart?
Well, before we dive into all of the new mechanism of action, I think because of the timing, unless you've already mentioned it, it's important to report that the 24th of March, so just a few days ago, as seen in the journal Clinical Cancer Research, which is a journal from the American Association for Cancer Research, they debuted a very interesting study of omega-3 fatty acids reducing the risk of advanced prostate cancer. Did either of you catch this?
No, we did not.
I didn't.
This was very interesting because one of the ongoing conversations last summer when I had the opportunity to attend the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids, I was able to meet Dr. Captain Hiblin and Dr. Crawford and Dr. Stephen Kunain. I mean, these are all the masterminds in omega-3 and phospholipid chemistry research.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ongoing conversations was what if you have a variant of the COX-2 enzyme? Because there are many different genotypes of this COX-2. And if that's the enzyme that's really responsible for doing the work to convert the omega-3 into not only the anti-inflammatory hormones, but then these newly discovered mediators that we're going to talk about today, what happens if you've got a genotype that really prevents you from really converting omega-3 into what you really need? Then you're going to be out of luck. So it was a really interesting and heated argument on and off throughout the whole conference. So this particular study really grabbed my attention because they looked at a case-controlled analysis of about 500 men with aggressive prostate cancer and 478 healthy men. And they did a simple dietary assessment, so there was really nothing new there, except the researchers genotyped multiple different types of the COX-2 enzyme. So all these men had many different expressions of this COX-2 enzyme. And the part that was really mind-blowing is they demonstrated that the men that had the highest amount of omega-3 had a 63% reduced risk of aggressive prostate cancer. However, the men that had this variant of the COX-2 enzyme that were going to be at greater risk, like a five-fold risk, I want to read this so this isn't taken out of context. This is very exciting. It says, the COX-2 increased risk of disease was essentially reversed by increasing omega-3 fatty acid intake by half a gram per day. Now, these were even in the men that had that variant of the COX-2 enzyme. So this really speaks volumes to the ongoing saga of, does the environment dictate our biology, or are we all just sort of up to a crapshoot of DNA to decide how we're going to turn out?
Well, I
may have our answer.
Yeah, I think the environment is picking up a couple of legs in that race.
Now, at least in this.
Now, why is COX-2 so important? I mean, I'm aware of its role, but we know that it's involved with inflammation, correct?
Correct. This is the enzyme, and that's the reason I wanted to start here, because the latest discovery is pretty amazing. This is the enzyme that converts omega-3 into either the pro-inflammatory eicosanoids or omega-6 into the pro-inflammatory eicosanoids, or omega-3 into the anti-inflammatory eicosanoids. So this is the enzyme, and it really doesn't care what we're made of. The reality is the tissue is the issue. Whichever fatty acids take dominance in our tissues will then be converted by this enzyme, and it either drives more inflammation or the resolution of inflammation if you have enough omega-3.
So the idea would seem to have lots of omega-3.
Which is, that's still not incorrect. It's just that there's a lot more to the story. And for years, that's what we told people. Well, this is basic. You know, all you got to do is just decrease the Pam and Spam and ding-dongs and chicken nuggets and O's and Krispy Kremes and eat more of these highly unsaturated fatty acids and eat more fish, call it a day. Well, it's gotten very interesting because what I sent you, Arnie, on that one paper, and I did get your note back, thank you very much, about keeping that in layman's terms, because that was a pretty heavy paper I sent you, wasn't it?
I know. That's why I said that. Absolutely.
And I think I was, when I said I was so intimidated to be on your show a couple of years ago, is, you know, I've been doing this for some time, but then I met you folks, and we had some masterminds in New York of nutritional medicine. Well, I feel a little bit sharper now after a couple years of study, right?
Yeah.
To be on here to share this. So, Sam, what I had sent Arnie was a review that was published in the journal Nature,
right,
by a doctor, Serhan, S-E-R-H-A-N, Charlie Serhan. And he had looked at this sort of 20-year-old dialogue of just decreasing the omega-6 and increasing the omega-3, and he thought that there was more there. He thought there was a lot more there, and he made some very, very, very interesting discoveries that essentially just changed the way that we look at the whole idea of inhibiting with some kind of a COX-2 inhibitor. Now, we saw what happened with Vioxx, and I don't think that that was a bad idea when that drug was first proposed. Mm-hmm. Do you, Sam?
Nope, it's fine.
It was. I thought it was a brilliant idea.
We have a medical doctor, Dr. Podell.
Well,
Doc, is that you?
I just got back from talking with Arthur Frommer, the travel expert. So who's next door? I thought it was a good idea, except they kept coming out with these dribs and drabs to suggest maybe there was an increased risk of blood clotting disease like heart attacks, and they didn't come forward with that in a forthright fashion initially. So that was my trouble with them.
Yeah. But at least in theory, if the cyclooxygenase, if that then converts, if omega-6 then gets converted into prostaglandin E2, which increases sensitivity to pain, I just thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, in theory, once again.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Before we continue, I want to just go over one thing. And there are omega-6 fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids. Some of the omega-6 fatty acids, the arachidonic acid type, lead to these pro-inflammatory prostaglandins, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. But there are a couple of, or at least one, good omega-6 fatty acid, the gamma-linolenic acid, okay? So that's the good one. So if we just had the good one, we would be okay.
Well, I think that in theory that makes some sense. Okay. However,
let me just tell you where I wanted to go with that. I wanted our listeners to understand that the omega-6 fatty acids, the ones that come from the vegetable oils and the cooking fats and stuff like that, are by and large the culprits. But there is one good one, and that's the GLA.
And the only caveat to that I've noticed is if you're a vegan or a vegetarian woman and you're taking evening primrose or borage or black currant seed every day,
mm-hmm.
and you still have a high level, even if they're better omega-6s, right? If it's a non-solvent extracted, cold-pressed,
mm-hmm.
healthy, maybe like an Udo seed oil, right, that's really good
right.
for you. One of the things that we need to remember is that there's only about 23 to maybe 27% gamma-linolenic acid in evening primrose or borage or black currant seed. The majority of it is still linoleic acid, omega-6.
Yeah.
So you can accidentally,
yeah.
unbeknownst to yourself, drive more pro-inflammatory hormones without even knowing it.
Yeah. And in the omega-3 category, we've said that there are mostly bad omega-6s and maybe a little good one, the GLA. In the omega-3 category, what do we find there?
Well, that's where the new information is getting so exciting. We used to tell people we have EPA and we have DHA, and the EPA is for the heart and the DHA is for the brain. And so we've kind of used this sort of reductionist ideology, this reductionist thinking, to try to simplify this.
Mm-hmm.
But what Dr. Sirhan has added to this is he followed this omega-3 EPA and DHA through this metabolic pathway, and he found that the EPA and DHA metabolizes into these newly discovered lipid mediators. So they go down through the gullet into basically the liver. And then through the liver enzymes, the cytochrome P450 liver enzymes, they convert into these things known as resolvins.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, we need to pause for a break, but when we come back, you're going to save all of those goodies about resolvin and let us all know about them.
Okay.
All right, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Probably won't be start taking your calls till after the next break, but if you want to start queuing up, that's the number, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Stuart Tompkin, will be back after these messages.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue, and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand black currants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
And I want to alert you to a special sale on one of our favorite Jaru products, PalmGuard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules. PalmGuard now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, a full line, 35% off. Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, the full line's at 30% off list. And there's much more. Green Foods, Nature Aid, Super Nutrition, UAS Labs, Derma E, Country Life. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Sorry.
All right, Sam, it's your turn.
Sorry about
You're
that.
You're in your reverie.
I had to wake up again. But all right, the question, of course, is, do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you can call 1-800-633-1106. That's the number to the store. Well, let me give you that number again. 1-800-633-1106, and you can choose option number 3. Or, of course, you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Arnie just said, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead, and that's at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll continue our conversation in just a moment.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Backed by popular demand, Doctor's Best is once again offering a 40% special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up on one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get, glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing. Why take acetaminophen, which can poison your liver, when you can take glucosamine chondroitin MSM, which works just as well or better and is good for you? Studies showing benefit indicate that this combination can slow deterioration of cartilage, relieve osteoarthritis pain, and improve joint mobility. Doctor's Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM capsules now on sale at Wilner's at 40% off list price. This is a deal that's hard to beat. The 240 capsule size, only $28.14. The 120 capsule size, only $15.54.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest, Stuart Tomke from Nordic Naturals. And before I rudely interrupted Stuart, he was just going to get going into something called resolvins.
Thank you, Arnie. This is one of the most exciting discoveries I think we've seen, at least in the area of phospholipid chemistry, for some time. Dr. Charlie Sirhan from Harvard initially stumbled into these little mediators while he was studying the effect of aspirin in the body. And we never knew that these little things existed. And they really ultimately are involved in the resolution of inflammation, the resolution phase of inflammation, in a way that I don't think anyone had ever even dreamed of before. So this really helps to explain the mechanism of action. When we say omega-3 is anti-inflammatory, and for a long time the argument was, well, if we just kind of decrease the level of the pro-inflammatory hormones and increase the anti-inflammatory hormones, maybe that's how it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what Sirhan has discovered that's so exciting is that this active resolution of acute inflammation was sort of an unrecognized interface between the innate and adaptive immune system. And he followed the omega-3 down this metabolic pathway, and he found these little mediators known as resolvins and protectins, and he's done quite a bit of work. There's still not a whole breadth of human research yet. This is still all in the developmental experimental phase. But one study that he showed us this last summer at the ISFAL conference, Arnie, that really blew my mind, and I'm very interested to hear what the doctor has to say about this and what Mr. Forbes has to say about this as well, is he followed one of them from EPA called resolvin. Now, we've got now multiple different categories. He's been discovering more all the time. So there's resolvin D series, and there's protectins, and a whole nomenclature. But they're all the metabolites of omega-3. And one of them is quite powerful. This one's known as resolvin E1. And he took rabbits with advanced periodontal disease. And he chose periodontal disease because it's an immune inflammatory condition where the body can't resolve the inflammation, the bones and the gums get eaten away. And so he thought, wow, this would be interesting if I make an analog of this resolvin E1, if I just sort of make a concentrated analog of it. And then he rubbed it topically, put it topically on the gums of these rabbits with this advanced periodontal disease. He showed us like a 97% tissue regeneration. He was able to regenerate all of the pathologically lost tissue, even the bone that had been eaten away from this unresolved inflammation. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, it sure is. And you're saying that the resolvins are come directly from the EPA and or DHA.
They do, and that was part of one of the many highlights for myself at the conference this last summer, because after studying his work, I mean, this is pretty incredible. I mean, that's almost like science fiction. I mean, to completely regenerate all the lost tissue and regenerate the bone. And this has nothing to do with calcium mobilization.
Yeah.
There's no vitamin D going on. This is the downstream lipid metabolite, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I accosted him at the show. Yeah, I get kind of wound up. Yeah. And I ran up to him and I said, Dr. Sirhan, Stuart Tom, Nordic Naturals, I've been reading your papers. This is incredible.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions for you.
Okay. And when we come back from this break, you're going to tell us what those questions are. Okay. We need to pause for a quick break, including a check on traffic. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com online.
And here's some good news. PGX is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go for a check on the traffic.
This report is brought to you by Sublet.com. Tenants, landlords, and roommates find great deals on apartments and rooms at Sublet.com. Posting rentals at Sublet.com is free. For short-term and long-term rentals, the best deals are at Sublet.com. BQE North at Atlantic Avenue, an accident blocking the left lane. Jackie Robinson Parkway East between Cypress Avenue and Cypress Hill Street. An accident one lane is blocked at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel outbound. Slow traffic on the Brooklyn side. Manhattan bound, that's doing okay. Port Chester, New England Thruway North between exit 21 and 22. An accident being reported in Newcastle on Highway 133 East between Seven Bridges Road and Turner Drive. That does remain closed due to the down power lines. They're also reporting delays at the area airports. Call your carrier for updated information. It's less than 10 minutes in and out of the city at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Also moving well at the George Washington Bridge, Tappan Zee Bridge, Rockland to Westchester moving well. There's a 45-mile-per-hour speed restriction in place, and that is due to the weather conditions. I'm Ion Levinson with WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals. And we're getting a lot of exciting new information about fish oils. Just when Sam said, what's new about fish oils? Well, you know, we found some more stuff new about fish oils, courtesy of Stuart Tomk, our guest. So you were talking, you know, we cut you off when you were just, you ran up to Charlie and you said, hey, Charlie, what's this all about?
Well, it was funny. I was there with Karina, who I know you've known for many years, and, you know, my boss, she's the sales manager at Nordic, and mm-hmm. she said to me, you know, this is your first year here. Don't spook the doctors. Okay? I know how wound up you can get, how excited you can get, but just, you know, as soon as she turned her back, I just ran up to this tall, handsome-looking guy, and he looks down at me, and he grabs my badge, and he says, Nordic Naturals, you make the children's strawberry flavor DHA capsules I give my kids. So I was in with the guy.
That's it.
So luckily, I've had great follow-up conversation with his laboratory, but what I really wanted to know was, A, is he working on a drug? I mean, I just point blank, I asked him. I said, I mean, complete tissue regeneration is one thing, but the bone, to regenerate the bone, are we looking at the next class of osteoporosis-type drugs? And he looked at me and he said, you know, slow down. Slow down. He said, you know, the complex biochemical matrix of this stuff is so fascinating. He said, we're just learning about these specialized lipid mediators and the spontaneous resolution of inflammation. He said, time will tell. And he was very humble. You know, he didn't name these things Sirhanians. Right? He named them resolvins and protectins. He then proceeded to tell me that, you know, what made this so exciting for him as a researcher was two things. First of all, the discovery that this prostaglandin E2, and that's the thing we were trying to inhibit with all of the COX-2 inhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he told me this. Whether they're pharmaceutical, like the Vioxx, or they're a heavy-dose aspirin, or even botanical. So this is going to change a lot of people's opinions about a natural COX-2 inhibitor. He said the discovery of the prostaglandin E2, thought to incite inflammation, he says is actually doing the opposite. He tells us it's setting the stage for resolution. He called it one of the biological role reversals or one of the several plot twists offered by these new discoveries. You see, to make the prostaglandin, cells must first produce the cyclooxygenase, the very molecule that all of these anti-inflammatory modalities are trying to inhibit,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether they're botanical or pharmaceutical.
Right.
He then says, our current thinking is that by inhibiting prostaglandin formation by using any kind of selective inhibitors, that we're actually delaying the body's natural resolution of inflammation. He tells us that instead the way to approach anti-inflammation may be the use of mechanisms that expedite the body's natural resolution, and entree, here comes resolvins and protectins that are the metabolites from omega-3.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost as if the process that promotes inflammation also is supposed to, at some point, resolve the inflammation. And by inhibiting the inflammation the way it traditionally has been, you sort of inhibit this resolution phase of inflammation.
Which, to me, just spoke volumes to, you know, why we need constant education. As someone who is not a physician, but I'm on the road full-time training health food stores and naturopathic doctors about this kind of latest fish oil research, in explaining to people that the disruption of the biosynthesis of these pro-resolution mediators, no matter what we're using, will actually give rise to a resolution deficit, mm-hmm. which slows down this whole process, that really we need to start thinking about pro-resolution versus just anti-inflammatory. So everyone's clear, if you're still taking ginger and turmeric and all these things, if you're in pain, well, that still makes sense, right? That's going to be better than ibuprofen or better than Vioxx.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's not what the body needs when we're hearing inflammation is the killer to resolve. And then Dr. Sirhan also told us, he said, how does the immune system tell a good guy from a bad guy? How did we really know? How do you protect when the DHA becomes what he calls neuroprotectins that create these force fields around the synapses? He said, how do we know a good guy from a bad guy? Well, when you have enough omega-3 that converts into resolvins and protectins, you protect cells from collateral damage, you signal the removal of all of the damaged stuff goes into the lymphatics, and then to promote the body's natural antimicrobial defense mechanism. So that might be it, in addition to the vitamin D, why cod liver oil was the old world remedy for colds and flus.
Yeah.
Not just the vitamin D, but these new little guys.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what, Stuart. Let me give the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. And as I say every week, this show gets broadcast, simulcast down to Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA down there, and our 800 number works from Atlanta, Georgia. So any of you folks down there who want to call in, anything, any questions about fish oil or inflammation, we have a wonderful expert with us, Stuart Tomp, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, this is a little bit of a difficult concept.
It is.
You know, so it's something we'll have to go over maybe a few more times. But while I'm sort of digesting it, why don't we answer a couple of phone calls? Hello to John from Springfield, New Jersey.
Hi, yes. I have a question. When I take a lot of fish oil, I get constipation. I've tried taking fiber, and I've tried taking different brand fish oils, and nothing seems to work. And I wonder if you knew anything.
No, well, that's okay. Not an expected response. As a matter of fact, when one increases their intake of dietary fats, sometimes it helps facilitate the elimination of whatever.
Okay.
I've had one person tell me that before, but ordinarily it doesn't make sense. You know, ordinarily you'd expect that if anything, it would be to increase the movements of the bowels. I don't know what to make of
it. It's what we call in pharmacy an untoward reaction.
Yeah. So, Stuart, add magnesium to the mix.
Did you, Stuart, have you heard anything about that?
On occasion I have, and I like the doctor's recommendation of the magnesium.
Yeah.
Enzymedica, do you carry their products?
Sure.
They came up with their new Omega Optimize, or EFA Optimize. It's a particular blend of enzymes for people that are maybe experiencing some lipase deficiency. And so we have seen that may actually help as well. The other part is, are you taking a fish oil? And I don't need to know the brand, but we're going to talk as we close up my portion of the contribution here today about the sensitivity with levels of oxidation and how that actually can affect the structure of the fish oil. Does your fish oil repeat on you? Does it taste fishy at all? Do you burp it up?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, then you can eliminate that part, doctor.
Okay. Like I said, John, it's a... It's an untoward reaction. Some things you might see. Let's see if John was had an allergy to fish or something like that. Might that be a contributory factor?
Well, with Nordic, I know we're removing all of the protein.
Yeah.
Which is what causes the allergic reaction.
Yeah.
And so we've seen that even with our science liaison, who you had on before, Dr. Mackay, who's moved on to the Council for Responsible Nutrition. I called him in a panic. Someone at a training wanted to take it that had a fish allergy, and they took it and had no problem at all. So the protein has been removed.
Yeah. So, John, I wish we had a simple solution for you, but it's probably worthwhile taking the fish oil and trying to figure out what you can do about the constipation.
Yeah, and we've recently, we're currently advertising, recently had on the show expert on the Flowy product, and I'm very impressed with the product, and maybe you want to give it a try, or you could just do something even more old-fashioned, increase your fiber.
Or magnesium, as Dr. Pandel
and maybe said, try some of the Nordic products. I think they're quite excellent, and maybe you just need to switch around. But I do encourage you to continue your omega-3 consumption, and hopefully you'll resolve this constipation issue.
Thanks so much for the call, John. And next we have Kate from Carmel, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a little confused about the inflammatory properties. I take the Nordic Natural Omega-3, but I also have organic flax oil.
Okay.
Which has 8 grams of omega-3 coupled with the 2 grams of 6 and 3 grams of 9. Do they offset? Does the 3 offset the inflammatory properties of 6 and 9?
Okay, Stuart.
I can answer this for you quickly here. The goal is, hopefully for all of us, to decrease our omega-6 level and increase our omega-3. So for you to be taking fish oil and flaxseed oil, I'm not saying that there isn't going to be benefit from the flaxseed oil, but it might not be necessary because the omega-3 in the flaxseed is completely different structurally than what you're getting in fish oil.
Oh.
Your body will convert the flaxseed, only a little tiny bit of it, into the active ingredients of omega-3, the EPA and DHA. I'm simplifying this, but you're only going to get a little tiny bit from the flaxseed to get what you really want, which is the EPA and DHA, which make these newly discovered mediators that we're sharing on the show today. So you might not necessarily need both the flaxseed oil and the fish oil. You might want to eat flax seeds.
Yeah.
In your salad. Sam, do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Flaxseed is a very nutritious and useful food.
Good fiber.
It's a great fiber. It has some nutrition. Some people eat, grind the flaxseed and get some additional nutrition from it.
Yeah, you have to grind it. Otherwise, it just goes through.
Yeah, it's just like little seeds. Now, if you took just flaxseed alone, so everyone gets the math, for my vegans and vegetarian friends out there, you're going to need 60 capsules of flaxseed oil per day, 60, to get 3 grams of EPA and DHA, the target recommended by the American Heart Association, between 2 and 4 grams to lower elevated triglycerides. So it's not that you couldn't do it with omega-3. You just have to get the math right, and we have to get the dose right.
And that's assuming you're able to convert that.
That's the doc there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what is, may I ask one other thing? What about the lignans? I've read that it supports breast health, you know, the lignans in the flax oil.
They do, and you are correct. And it's not just in the flax oil. It's in the flax meal. It's in the flax seeds.
Yes.
So you don't need the oil. You can get the lignans. You can get it as a separate product if you just wanted the lignans, by the way.
It seems the oil is easier to ingest than grinding flax.
Oh, you can
get ground flaxseed. Yeah. We carry ground flaxseed at the store.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's very high in lignin.
Yeah, you can get if you don't want to.
Throw it on your salad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, Kate, thanks so much for the call. Okay, and we're going to pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And right now, we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Guess Who? Dr. Duffy McKay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that the essential omega-3 fats from fish oil are just as important for dogs and cats as they are for humans? There are literally thousands of published studies that demonstrate the many health benefits of omega-3 fats for humans. Healthcare policymakers worldwide, including the American Heart Association and the American Psychiatric Association, recommend omega-3 fats from fish oil to support health and prevent chronic disease in humans. Well, it turns out that dogs and cats need quality omega-3 fats, too. Omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in the healthy maintenance of your pet's skin and coat. In addition, omega-3 fatty acids support the healthy joints, heart, eyes, brain development, and weight management. Recent research shows that dogs and cats metabolize omega-3 fats into anti-inflammatory and immune-modulating compounds similar to humans. Fish oil is the best source of omega-3 fats, and it is easily added to pet food. Cats and dogs love it. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
What is CoQ10? It's a fat-soluble enzyme cofactor naturally found in almost every cell in your body. CoQ10 has a role in cellular energy production, and it is an important antioxidant. In fact, this antioxidant function is now thought to perhaps be its most important function. This is where a new form of CoQ10, ubiquinol, comes into play. Conoco has been making a natural CoQ10, ubiquinone, for over 30 years. Now they have developed a new CoQ10, a reduced form called called ubiquinol that is much more powerful antioxidant and is more readily absorbed and distributed throughout the body. Ubiquinol is actually the active antioxidant form of CoQ10. As we age or suffer the effects of excessive oxidative stress, our body's ability to form its own CoQ10 and convert it to the active ubiquinol form is diminished. Conoco calls this product Conoco QH, and they supply it to other companies for use in supplements. Look for ubiquinol on your supplement label, the new high-potency CoQ10 from Conoco. Ha-choo! Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary, natural, homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique-sounding product with the amazing benefits. Also, look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines two clinically tested homeopathic formulas into one potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique-sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. All Umka products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. All righty, and our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Sandra from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I eat fish 5 days a week. I have salmon 3 days and whitefish 2 days. Is that sufficient for my fish oil, or do I need to use additional supplements?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. How do we do that one, Stuart?
Well, I'd like to just refer to something that was just published, this quantitative approach for incorporating methylmercury risk and omega-3 fatty acid benefits. They put salmon at the top of the list of being the absolute best choice for the highest level of omega-3 with the lowest level of risk for mercury.
Mm-hmm.
If you're eating salmon 3 days a week, if your goal, if you're pretty healthy, if you're not dealing with any major autoimmune issues, I'd like the doctor to comment on that in a second. But if you're not dealing with any major health crises, just to keep enough in your body to keep your body in a place where you can resolve inflammation as it's happening, that's based on what the experts are saying, that's probably enough.
Yeah, I think that there are some areas where you'd want to use more. And that would include people with, say, lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, where there's an active inflammatory disease. But that's very different from the kind of self-care that I think most listeners are going to be doing. Those are folks should be dealt with a doctor.
I don't mean to get too discriminating, but was there a observation of what type of salmon? I mean, you see the wild salmon and you see the farm-raised salmon, and there was some controversy about farm-raised salmon being fed fish pellets containing, well, fish food from mercury-laden fish and increasing the mercury levels. What do you think of that, Stuart?
Well, there's two things there. First of all, Bill Lanz from the NIH, he always says the tissue is the issue, and if you're eating farm-raised fish, you're eating chicken. He said if you're eating farm-raised fish, the grains that they're fed in addition to the fish meal is driving that omega-3 down so low farm-raised fish are the same as eating chicken.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other part, and this is another new theory, this xenohormesis, that if we fatten up these animals artificially and then we're eating all of these artificially fattened animals, that they may be sending us these signals of caloric hoarding, very much the way that resveratrol is working with sending its stress signals. And that's a whole new and exciting area. We don't want to be eating fish that was being told to get fat if we want to avoid to getting fat.
So you're saying the wild salmon would be the preferable choice?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like Alaskan salmon myself because out in Alaska they don't allow any farm raising. You know, so it's nice. They have nice salmon, and you see them swimming in the streams and everything else.
If you got that two or three times a week and you're in pretty great shape, pretty good shape, that's going to be more than enough.
So I think the answer is don't eat fish more than three times a week and make sure it's, you could eat it three times a week. No, what do you
Well, Sandra says she eats it five times a week, but she's eating, hopefully good fish.
On the list that this is available on PubMed, Doc, you'll probably like. It's brand new. It was just published by Gary Ginsberg, Quantitative Approach for Incorporating Methylmercury Risk. And the whitefish and the salmon, I mean, they're saying that, three, four times a week. There was that thing in Lancet where they looked at the Seychelles Islands, mother-infant pairs eating 12 meals of fish per week because that's all you could eat out there. No neurodevelopmental risk from the prenatal mercury exposure. Okay. So we might have gone too far. I'm not telling people to put mercury back in their teeth. But we might have gone too far with the, avoiding fish.
Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks for that call, Sandra. And next we have Bunmi from New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I have a quick question. My daughter has eczema, and she also has asthma, so I know that there are inflammatory issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article, I'm not sure where it was from, I think it was from JAMA, about high doses of vitamin D and inflammation. So I started her on vitamin D, and that has cut down on the number of times she's getting infections in her skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frequently broken and it's open. I've been giving her fish oil. Based on what I'm hearing today, I don't think that I'm giving her enough to get the these protectins that you call them.
Right.
So I wanted to know what and how much fish oil to add to her supplementation.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 5.
Uh-huh. Okay. A 5-year-old. What type of dosage are we looking at, Stuart and Dr. Podell?
Dr. Podell first.
Well, I don't treat a whole lot of 5-year-olds. I would probably put them in the, 500 milligram range, one small swallowable capsule. But as I say, I don't treat 5-year-olds a whole lot.
Yeah, I did call your office, and they said you did.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad we're consistent.
I would check if I were you. I would go to the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids. Go to their website. It's ISFAL, ISSFAL. I believe it's .org. ISFAL, International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids. And after this last conference, they revised their minimum recommendation, or their recommendation rather, for newborns. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that since we are all different and we all have such radically different fat profiles, that we may never come on some agreed dosage.
Right.
This is an art. This is as much of an art as it is as a science. Someone might need a whole lot more. If you talk to Dr. Maroon, who's the head of the neurosurgery department at Pittsburgh School of Medicine, and he's dealing with people that are in severe, severe pain, and they're under the care of a medical doctor, I mean, he's got them taking 4 or 5 grams of EPA and DHA a day combined. So we don't have an exact answer.
Okay, and Dr. Podell, because of his conservative nature, is conservative. So
yeah.
I understand. Bunmi, if you want to hang on, we can talk more, but we need to pause for a brief message.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy.
Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
All righty. Bunmi, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, dosage is difficult. You better check with your local physician just to make sure.
Okay.
Thanks so much for the call. Okay, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This happens to be a two-hour show. So please, don't go away. Stay tuned. And Stuart Tomk will be joining us again for the second hour. And we'll be back at about 5.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you when we return.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutrition.